I set myself down a downward spiral. I think it was more of a sign than anything else that I had to get something under control, whatever it was. I look back at that night and everything happened for a reason.
So this is a cry for help?
I believe so, yeah. I really do.
That's Michael Phelps talking about his stint in rehab, his 2014 mm-hmm. DUI arrest. That was such a weird kind of falling for him because he had been so crazy successful in the Olympics that to think that he went on to say he's not sure he's an alcoholic, but he know he had problems binge drinking. And I'm not sure if it's that age. If you look at a certain age range, it's very common for what people would call binge drinking, which I think it's having more than four drinks at once during a specific time. So I guess if you drink one or two a night, it's not as much of a problem as if you're drinking very heavily on the weekends, which is what a lot of people do, especially in their 20s. Mm-hmm. That's all you see. Everybody goes down the beach, you go to Dewey, you go on the weekends, you party, you drink all weekend, and you go home. And it's supposed to be really bad for your liver and for your internal, but also I think psychologically it messes with you a little bit.
Yeah, because the last time he got busted, he was like coming back from some casino and
he got arrested in Maryland.
That's right, yeah, it wasn't that far from here. And you wonder though, when you see people like that, and it's the same with the whole Johnny Manziel thing right now, like, do you think that some of that is just the pressure that they're under, not just from what they do, but also the pressure from being constantly in that media spotlight from a young age? I'm sure that, you know, if you've not got the right kind of mentors around you, I'm sure that that's very, very easy to get on that slippery slope, I would think.
Well, not only, I don't think it's just the pressure on you. I think it's that you feel invincible. You're still young enough where you have, especially in kids and teenagers, they have that invincibility. They don't have the fear that something bad is going to happen to them. They just feel invincible. So when you couple that with money and success and you're famous and people know you everywhere you go, you feel untouchable. And I'm sure that it's, you don't, unless you have a good team surrounding you, kind of keeping you humble and keeping your feet on the ground, or that mindset, then I'm sure it's probably really easy to get swept up into, you know, like, look who I am. Everything's on the up and up.
And it's one of those things as well, when you're like that, like, everybody wants to be your friend and stuff. So it's very easy to get roped into that, I think.
And this is not an excuse, but you can get a DUI having a couple beers.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to. People hear that you got a DUI and they're under the assumption that you were blackout drunk.
Yeah.
And that's not the case. You can get pulled over leaving the bar if you just had three or four drinks, which for a guy his size and how fit he is, that might not have been a problem.
But he's, you know, he was on NBC Today, that interview. He was talking to Matt Lauer. And he said now that he feels free, feels happy. Mm-hmm. He's got his fiancée, Nicole. And next month they're expecting a baby as well. So it seems like he's got himself back on track again.
Good for him. And other Olympic athletes, Delaware's Lena Deladon, she just announced she's going to be going to Rio for the Olympics.
That's very cool. There's only 99 days to go till that actually starts. I actually really like watching the Olympic Games.
I like watching the games. What I don't like is ribbon twirling or baton.
No, I don't care about
whatever.
All that stuff.
How is that an Olympic sport?
I have no idea.
At what point do we look at that and go,
I like the running parts and stuff, like when they do the 100-meter dashes and stuff, like all that stuff I really like.
Yeah, when there's real athletic talent you have to actually be in shape. If you could have some 400-pound person doing the same sport as you, it's not an Olympic sport, I'm sorry.
It's just not. No, and I know they've been fighting for years to get cheerleading in the Olympics and stuff. And
cheerleading is pretty intense.
Yeah, one of my friends.
I mean, strength-wise, to hoist people up, flip them around, to do those flips. I went to the University of Delaware basketball game in November or December, and they had their cheerleaders come out during halftime, or at the end, whatever it was, it doesn't matter. So, but they're flipping around. The one, I thought they were going to drop her, but it was part of the stunt. I was like, oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's intense. That is...
And one of my friends, her son, his name is Kane, they had some big cheerleading thing going on over the last like week or so. I think it was down in Texas, I think. And he got second place overall for the best guy like in the country for cheerleading and stuff. And he's a cool kid.
I don't understand the cheerleading when I go see them at high school sports. It always makes me uncomfortable. And they watch you and they're like, come on! So I'm like, no, please sit down. I don't know what you're doing. But when they're on the court and they're doing their flips and their routine, it's pretty intense.
Yeah, there's a lot of work that goes into it. That's definitely for sure.